As for supper, Tia Mari and Tio Pepe used to eat out in the dining room, but now with the excuse that they want to listen to the news quietly in their bedroom, they bring their trays in here and we all eat off the two plates. The problem is the big midday meal, as the family always eats together in the formal dining room. So what Tia Mari does is hide a plastic bag under her napkin on her lap, and she serves herself lots of food and eats slowly, so that the little girls and Maria de los Santos and Oscar are excused long before she is done, and then quick, she scrapes her plate into the bag for us. It's not the most appetizing meal, a bag of mixed-up food, but when I think, which I don't want to, of what Papi and Tio Tony and the other prisoners are eating, I feel grateful and make myself eat so Tia Mari doesn't have to worry about getting rid of leftovers. Mojo and Maja can only eat so much. Tio Pepe likes to tease Tia Mari that she has gotten so good with that plastic bag, if she ever needs a job, the SIM would surely hire her. June 15th, 1961. Thursday evening. Already 2 weeks in hiding. Earlier this afternoon, I was in the bathroom writing, and I heard the three little Marias playing out in the yard. I felt such envy for them, enjoying the warm sun on their skin and the blue sky above. Then I started thinking how Papi and Tio Tony might not even have a glimpse of sky and fresh air or a bite of food, and all my positive thinking went out the window. I stroked my cheek, but that didn't help either. I burst into tears. So much for the girl who never cried. Mommy caught me crying and began scolding. "What is the matter with you, Anita? You're going to have to make an effort. Please, you're too old for this." Which made me cry even more. Tia Mari pulled me into the bathroom and shut the door, and